Israel's government has approved the construction of 22 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich announced on Thursday, escalating tensions with Palestinians and straining relations with key Western allies. Smotrich, a far-right member of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition and a vocal supporter of Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank, wrote on X that the settlements would be located in the northern part of the territory but gave no specific details. Israeli media, citing the defense ministry, reported that the plan includes legalizing unauthorized outposts as well as building new settlements. Around 700,000 Israeli settlers live among 2.7 million Palestinians in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, areas captured by Israel in the 1967 war. Israel later annexed East Jerusalem in a move unrecognized by most countries and has not formally applied sovereignty over the West Bank. The Palestinian Authority condemned the move as a dangerous escalation. This extremist Israeli government is trying by all means to prevent the establishment of an independent Palestinian state, said Nabil Abu Rudine, spokesperson for President Mahmoud Abbas. He urged the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump to intervene. Hamas official Sami Abu Zuhri also criticized that the announcement of the building of 22 new settlements in the West Bank is part of the war led by Netanyahu against the Palestinian people. Settlement activity in the West Bank has accelerated sharply since the war in Gaza began nearly 20 months ago. The increase has coincided with intensified Israeli military operations and rising settler violence against Palestinian residents.